So for the past few weeks over here in Yeshiva and DRS, we've had on laning days several occasions where a Sephardi boy has laned for the Yeshiva. A Sephardi boy has laned with Sephardic reading of the Torah, the Sephardic pronunciation, and the Sephardic trap for the Yeshiva. So a lot of people have been coming over and asking me whether that's okay. Are we allowed to do that? So first of all, it's not my call. Rabbi Kamenetsky is Rosh Shiva. Obviously, Rabbi Kamenetsky thinks it is okay, so that's fine. But I was asked from a principal of a school in a different city if he's allowed to have a Sephardi boy lane for the Yeshiva. It's an Ashkenazi Yeshiva. Can he have a Sephardi boy do the Sephardic laning? So that one might be my call. Or someone asked me what I thought about it, so I decided to look into it a little bit. The Shulchan Aruch writes, and so first thing to realize, there are a couple of issues over here. One issue is, if it's wrong, meaning if as an Ashkenazi, that pronunciation, that trup is wrong, it's incorrect, it's a mispronunciation of all the words, and it's a misreading of all the trup, so then that l'chora would be a problem for me, if it's considered to be wrong. And not only would it be a problem for me, it would be a problem to ask the guy to do it, because you're essentially asking someone who doesn't know how to read, meaning lahalacha. If it was a Sephardi minyan and an Ashkenazi kid that was laning, you'd have the same issue, that from their perspective, it might be, we'll see whether it's true or not, it might be considered that they're getting it all wrong. The other issue is just minhag hamakom, meaning forgetting, even if you assume it's right, and it's valid, and it's Hebrew, and it's good, and it's fine, but there's still minhag hamakom that you're going to go and do something that's directly against what the minhag of that shul is. So those are the two primary issues. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchos Kriyas Sefer Torah, Siman Kuf Mem Beis Sif Aleph, Karavitah, if a person was reading from the Torah and made a mistake, Afilu B'diktukos Achas Machzirun Oso, even if he's off, makes a mistake in how to read one letter, we make him go back and repeat. Says the Ramah, V'davka b'shinoi shemishtana ayidei zeh ha'inyin. That's only if it changes the meaning of the word. Avlim ta b'neginas ha'tam o b'nikud. But if he makes a mistake in a trap, or he makes a mistake in a nakuda, ain machzirun also. So we don't make him go back. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the same is true as if he makes a mistake in a letter. He leaves out a full letter. Instead of saying Aharon, he says Haron, with a patach without the aleph. So, or instead of Mitzrayim, Mitzriim. So, or Mitzrim, it's Mitzriim, or something like that. If it doesn't change the meaning of the word, if Mitzrim and Mitzriim means the same thing, Aaron, Aaron, it means the same thing, so that's also not going to be a problem. You're not going to have to make him go back. Sometimes, though, says the Mishnah Berurah, a mistaken nikud, or even a mistaken trup, might change the meaning of the word. Sometimes a mila el or mila ra might change the meaning of the word. And if that's the case, then you would have to make the person go back. So certainly if it changes based on a nikud, so that's the real rule. The real rule is if it changes the meaning of the word in any way, you would have to correct the person and make him go back. So most of the time, when a Sephardi reads, if he's laning properly, certainly the trup's not going to change the meaning of the word, because he's laning on based on a trup that makes sense. The trup that he's reading makes perfect sense. The pronunciation usually will not change the meaning of the word, with rare exception. The one major exception is reading the Shem Hashem. If you read every kamatz as a patach, so then instead of reading the Shem Hashem, one is going to say Adonai instead of the actual Shem Hashem, and that's a significant change in the meaning of the word. So that might be an issue if we are to assume that misora of how to read it is a mistake, and it has a din of karavita, it has a din of someone reading with a mistake. There's also halach in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Nun Gimel that if someone doesn't know how to read, so then in Moridin Osel Lefnei Ateva, you're not allowed to put them up there, you're not allowed to have them lame. But again, this is assuming that's called that they don't know how to read. If they have a different misora of how to read, that from our perspective, it's kilu they don't know how to read. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva very clearly says that is not the way to look at it. When a Sephardi is reading with the Sephardic pronunciation accurately, with the Sephardic pronunciation and Sephardic trap, an Ashkenazi is reading accurately with an Ashkenazi pronunciation and Ashkenazi trap, with a genuine misora to read that way, so that is not considered to be making a mistake, even if it's against the minhag of the entire tzibur. Says Rav Moshe, all havarot of Hebrew, all different ways of pronouncing Hebrew, are valid, and his raya is from Chalitza. Rav Moshe in Aruch Chaim Chelik Dalet Siman Chav Gimel. He also discusses in Eben Ezra Chelik Dalet Siman Kuf Ches, where he just says it very briefly, but in Aruch Chaim Chelik Dalet Siman Chav Gimel, he shows, he quotes an earlier shuvah that he has, the raya from Chalitza. The halacha is that you have to read the parsha of Chalitza B'Lashon HaKodesh, and if she can't read it, if a woman can't read it, it's ma'akev, and it will passel the Chalitza. chalitza. So what? You teach every woman, a woman who does chalitza, every single possible pronunciation of the Hebrew language to make sure you get it right, to make sure you get the right one? That's ridiculous. You just have her read whatever her havara is, whatever her mesara is, to have her read it. And that's good enough, because it's all Hebrew. It all has a din of Lashon HaKodesh. But, says Rav Moshe, you should not put up a Sephardi boy to learn in Ashkenazi yeshiva. Not because it's wrong. It's Hebrew. And everyone's yotze. The whole shul is yotze. Everyone's yotze kriyas haTorah. You shouldn't do it because you shouldn't openly do something that's against the minhag of that makom. If the minhag of that makom is that it's an Ashkenazi place, so then they do like the minhag of the Ashkenazim. If the minhag of that makom is that it's a Sephardi place, they should do like the minhag of the Sephardim. So to publicly do something against the minhag of that makom, that's the problem, says Rav Moshe. So one should not do it. But it would turn out that you are Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah if you do it. That's Rav Moshe's approach. Sri Deish has a tshuva about this in Simen Hei, in Chelek Aleph, or Chelek Beis, in this edition of Sri Deish, Simen Hei. And Sri Deish says as follows. First of all, he says that he heard that it's a big machlokas about this, and that in America they're always makel about this, and that in Israel many of the poskim are machmir. So he says, I'm not really that interested in deciding between gedolei poskim telling you who's right, who's wrong. I'll just give you a few thoughts. It's already machlokas gedolei poskim, so I'll just give a few thoughts. So one thought that he gives is the Gemara Megillah of Dalaram Beis says that in moridin b'fnei ateva lo anshe beis shan v'lo anshe beis chifa, that they would not allow to daven for the Yamud people from certain locations. What was wrong with these people? Shakorin la alfin ayin al ayin alfin, that they would pronounce an aleph and an ayin the same way. And Rashi explains over there, so if you're going to say Ya'er Hashem, which should be with an aleph, they're going to read it as Ya'er Hashem with an ayin, which is going to be a lashon of klala, and that's mecharif u'megadef. That's terrible. Instead of reading vihikisi, if they confuse a ches and a hey, instead of reading vihikisi or vichikisi that I have hoped for, vichikisi la Hashem, they're going to read vihikisi la Hashem, I have smitten Hashem. It's mechayiv megadef. It's terrible to say such a thing. So that's when you can't put someone up. So says Rideish, sounds like it's only a problem if they're going to be mechayiv megadef. But anything short of that, any other mild pronunciation changes short of that, that's not going to be mechayiv megadef, is no problem. So he thinks that, but generally by Sephardim, you're not going to have a situation where if you put a Sephardi person up to lane in Ashkenazi shul, that they're going to be mecharif and megadev. So Pashas, he thought it would be okay. Then he points out what's well known from Rav Kook, that everyone quotes from Rav Kook, that Rav Kook was very, very strong that everyone should maintain their minhag of how to read. So you have to think of it from the Balkore's perspective, that maybe the Balkore himself is not Yotzei if he tries to conform to what the Tzibur does when he himself has a different Masorah. Because Rav Kook held very strongly that even in the way Hebrew is spoken in Israel, he held very strongly that we should not, Ashkenazi Jews should not speak Hebrew with Havaras Svardit. It's Al Titosh Torah Simecha. They have to follow our minhag, our tradition, and he wanted us to speak Ivris, not Ivrit. He wanted us to speak in Ashkenazis, in Israel. People don't realize that. That was Rav Kook's big push for that. So Rav Henkin held that, no, that it's all part of the Yud Beis Sha'arim. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Arizal, that just like there are different Nuschalos of Tefillah, there are different paths up to Shamayim. And each of the Nuschalos of Tefillah have their own path, and they all go to the same place, so it's all good. So Rav Henkin is quoted by the Shvideish as saying the same is true with the Havarot. There are different pronunciations, they all go to the same place, it's all different paths that all end up at the same place. At the end of the Shuvah, Sri Deish is noted to be Mekel over here. He thinks that we should really allow it, and he writes that in Sefer Netzer Mata'ai, that the rabbi of Bnei Brak quotes a story that there was a mesiba of Hungarian rabbis where one great rabbi wanted to aser a shliach tzibur who had a Galicianer pronunciation of words. The Hungarians and the Galicianers, had a different pronunciation because they would say the tzere as if it was a patach. The patach and the tzere were the same for them. So when they said Elokei Avraham, it was as if it was written Elokai Avraham, which is chas v'shalom, as if there's more than one, so that would be very, very bad. Therefore, he wanted to say we shouldn't let such a person lane for the shul. And someone else got up and said, no, he has enough naraya that he could be mevate the ches as a hay or whatever. And there's the different pronunciations are all the same. and that they were makabel the raya, and that they allowed him to lane. So he thinks really at the end of the day, and he quotes from the Shor Metzion Balacha, quotes from Kama Gedolim, that ein lahakbid al shinoi hamiftaim biyori lefnei ateva b'kari b'torah, that we should not be makbid about this at all, and let everyone do what they do, and that's totally fine. That's how the Shri Deish wants to say. Now Rav Avadia has a couple of tshuvas about this. Ozvav, he has a lot to say. First of all, he quotes from Rav Kook. Rav Kook was strong about this, but he says Rav Kook didn't realize that when he told Ashkenazim to continue doing Ashkenazis, even in Israel, Rav Kook didn't realize that the Sfardim are right and the Ashkenazim are wrong, says Rav Avadia. Kedarko. He says, of course everyone should read Sfardit, because the Sfardi pronunciation is right, and you shouldn't read Ashkenazis, because the Ashkenazi pronunciation is wrong. And he says, my raya is that we know that reading an Aleph like an Ayin is wrong, that it says in the Gemara. And what do Ashkenazim do? They read an Aleph, the same way they read an Ayin. That's just blatantly wrong. So Rav Avadia holds that if you want an Ashkenazi wants to change to Sephardic pronunciation, that's always acceptable. And every Ashkenazi should change to Sephardic pronunciation. If a Sephardi wants to change to an Ashkenazi pronunciation, that's unacceptable. So for the Sephardi boy laning in the Kriyas HaTorah in the Ashkenazi yeshiva, he shouldn't pronounce things like an Ashkenazi. Adrabba, the Ashkenazim are better off hearing it from him the way a Sephardi pronounces it. What about the Sephardi boy in the Ashkenazi yeshiva when they're laning in Ashkenazis? Is he Yotzei? So Rav Avadia says, okay, for Kriyas HaTorah midrabanan, he's Yotzei. But Parsha Zachar, no, he should go hear from the Sephardi. If it's Parsha Zachar, he should hear a Sephardic pronunciation of Parsha Zachar. He quotes Rav Nosson Adler, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, went out of his way to have a Sephardi teach him the exact Sephardi pronunciations and change the way he pronounced things to the Sephardi pronunciations. And he says, particularly in Eretz Yisrael, he says the original Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael was Bimifta Sephardi, was with the Sephardi pronunciation. And he says, so anyone who comes there after that should have to be Zakuk to the Minhag HaMakom. So anyone who moves to Israel after that is Kamakama Batel and should have to follow along the Minhag HaMakom to have the Sephardic pronunciation. He has a lengthy discussion whether it's true that their Yud Beis Sha'arim would apply to the Mifta as well, to the pronunciation as well. And he quotes from the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Gimel Siman Tes that the Yud Beis Sha'arim applies to the pronunciation. He says, no, that's not true. He says, the Yesh Lefarsim Sha'asr L'Shalas HaMifta Shal Ashkenazim L'Mifta Anog Be'aretz Yisrael P'yas Fardin. The Minchas Yitzchak says, but the Rav Avadia says that that's not true at all. And the Adrab Mifta the Ashkenazi pronunciation is much, much worse. He said that he saw in a sefer Lekat HaKemach that quoted from the Chazon Ish that if an Ashkenazi hears the Shem Hashem pronounced in Sfaradit with Adonai as the Shem Hashem, so then he's not Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah at all. So Rav Avadia says, I've heard a lot of things in the name of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish didn't say half the things that they say in the name of the Chazon Ish. It's not true that the Chazon Ish said you're not Yotzei. In fact, when the Chazon Ish is Talmidim, Rabbi Yamin Zilber Zichron Levracha in Tshuvas Chazonid Bruch El Gimel on page Kuf Aleph, quotes from the Chazon Ish that it's not ideal that you shouldn't hear the Shem Hashem pronounced in that way, but certainly that one is Yotzei when you hear that way. And says Rav Avadia, anyway, even within the Ashkenazi world, there are so many different ways of pronouncing things. So how can you say for sure one way or the other? He says, look at the Ashkenazim themselves, the people from Lita and the people from Galicia pronounce things differently. Right? One Ashkenazi will say it's Torah, another one will say Torah, another will say Tere, and another will say Torah. Right? So everyone has a different pronunciation. So you can't, you can't say that they have it right, and that when, you know, that if you hear it in a Sephardic pronunciation, that it's inaccurate. It's no more inaccurate than all the different Ashkenazi pronunciations. And we can say there are people in Shul that pronounce things in slightly different ways, and that's perfectly fine for us, apparently. The third tshuva from Rav Meshulam Roth on the fourth tshuva, Rav Meshulam Roth in Tshuvas Kol Mevaseh Chelik Beis Simin Yud Beis. So he quotes that machlokas about the nusach, about changing one's nusach, and he says, but the truth is that may be machlokas about whether you're allowed to change your nusach, but havara is a much bigger deal. He says havara is a mispronunciation. So he goes to the other extreme. He says that havara is just if you pronounce it the wrong havara, then it's considered that you're mispronouncing it legabe that olam, and there therefore it would be like a mistake in Kriya, and you're not allowed to put someone up who's going to read mistakenly, and you can't be Yotze if the mistakes are such that they might change the meaning of the word based on the way you understand it, and therefore Yotze Tzitar Balavla, by Kriya Sator Tzvil Satzibor, you have to have a guy who does exactly like your minhag. So again, four approaches to summarize. Rav Moshe's approach, you have to have a guy who does like your minhag, but not because you're not Yotze. Everyone's Yotze. It's just that you shouldn't go against the minhag hamakom in a public manner by having someone read different than the minhag hamakom. Then you have the Sridesh saying, nah, it's fine. You could have them up there, so they're all valid, they're all good, it's all fine. Then you have Rav Avadia who says, you can only have Svardim lane in an Ashkenazi shul Svardit, but you cannot have an Ashkenazi lane in a Svardi shul Ashkenazis, because Svardim are right, Ashkenazim are wrong. And then you have Rav Meshulam Roth, where he says that, no, it's bad either way, and people aren't even going to be Yotze, because it's considered to be a terrible mispronunciation based on my Mesorah. Someone who pronounces it differently is considered to be a mispronunciation. So you have a lot of different shitos about what to do about this. Yeah.